Mitchie burst into the back door of Miss Ellie's, panting, sweat-soaked and dishevelled. Most of the women were in the kitchen, chatting, eating, smoking, the usual afternoon lull. Mitchie staggered to her knees and knelt there, panting. Beryl ran over to her and the others crowded behind. "Mitchie, what is it?" "I've got to get out of here. I've got to go, quick." She began to get up. "They found out about me. I've got to go." She tried to push towards her room door, but Beryl grabbed her. "What do you mean? Tell me. They know I'm a girl. They're going to kill me." Beryl shook her. "What happened? Tell us, Mitchie. Come on, calm down." Mitchie wiped her face and fought back tears. She'd already reverted to the half-feral child she'd been when she arrived over 2 years before. But being a girl for all that time meant she'd relearned how to cry. "Did some of the men get at you?" "No, it was kids, them boys. They thought I was a Jew boy because I didn't want to swim with them. They wanted to see if my pecker was cut." Mitchie was pushing past Beryl, still saying, "I've got to get out of here. They was running to tell that McKinnon boy, his pal's foreman down there." The women were all talking at once, shouting over each other. Beryl still had hold of Mitchie. She shouted, "Quiet, all of you." They all stopped and looked. In the sudden silence, McCabe's voice came out loud. "Mitchie's a girl? How come no one told me?" He pushed his hat back on his head and scratched, glaring at Ellie. She sighed, exasperated, and said, "We'll talk later." Beryl looked into Mitchie's face and made her focus on her, and she said, "Mitch, it's no good you running off from here. How far do you get? You're no match for them out there. You're safer in here." Mitchie looked round, distracted, out of the back door, then back at Beryl. "I can't stay here. You can't go out there." Ellie intervened. "She's right, Mitchie. You have to stay here. Don't even go out the backyard." Mitchie just stood there, her arms hanging, looking in complete despair. McCabe was still burbling in the back. "But she was fucking Maisie. How could two girls..." Flossie took him out to the saloon. Ellie put both her hands up to her forehead. "Jesus, Mary and Joseph, what are we going to do? She's right. She can't stay here. How are we going to get her out?" Beryl was thinking. "There's a stage going tomorrow morning. Maybe we can disguise her, get her on it." "Disguise her? As what? A girl?" Beryl nodded distractedly, but her mind was working. "All we have to do is hide her till we can get her out. All right, what about McCabe's Indian friends? They can ride her out. She'll never pass as an Indian. Her hair's too short. That doesn't matter. They have horses. They can get her out." They both looked at Mitchie. Ellie nodded. "I can't think of anything else. Where's McCabe gone now?" Ellie went off to talk to him, and Mitchie looked at Beryl, eyes huge in her pale face. Beryl squeezed her shoulder. "We'll get you out of here, down to Fort McLeod. I won't leave you, Mitchie. If you go, I'm going too." Mitchie's eyes went even bigger as she took this in.